Many New Hampshire voters can't wait for the primary to be over. The campaign ads plastering the local airwaves, the robocalls from candidates, the reporters swarming their cities and towns. But for some New Hampshire businesses, primary season is a gift.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm Eric.
I'm Dan Shulman. How are you?
Dan Shulman. Let me show you up to your room. Oh, I think you'll be extremely comfy.
Oh, this is lovely.
Here is your room.
Wow, beautiful.
Eric Johnston loves the New Hampshire primary. He and his wife, Darlene, run a bed and breakfast in downtown Manchester called the Ash Street Inn. In a typical January, they'd be lucky to have 25 rooms filled the whole month. But so far this January,
I think right now we're up to 70.
All thanks to the primary. In fact, the inn has been sold out for much of this week, with all five of its rooms booked for multiple night stays.
We'll be serving breakfast between 7 and 9 every day.
Okay.
We'll put out some fresh fruit and yogurt, cereal, and things here on the counter, and then I cook pancakes, French toast, eggs.
Because when the primary comes to New Hampshire, people like Dan Shulman come to town. He's with Mother Jones Magazine, and he's covering the Republican primaries with a colleague.
We were searching about last minute. Everything was booked, and we managed to get the last few rooms here.
That's joyful news to small business owners like the Johnstons, especially in a season when business is usually nearly dead.
January, February, March, there is no reason to come to Manchester on purpose.
Unless you're a business traveler, and the Ash Street Inn does get some of those. But the New Hampshire primary draws many other types of visitors.
Three of the rooms are media. And the other ones that have been here are political junkies.
Bankers from Seattle and lawyers from Chicago and people who just drop what they're doing for 2 weeks out of a year and come and hand out leaflets and make phone calls.
We don't get the candidates.
No.
The candidates want to be someplace where they can be seen. And with our five little rooms, nobody sees them here.
Probably the biggest name that we ever had was at the last primary, Dan Rather was here. Oh, yeah, right there. Yep, right in that room.
As we were talking in the inn's breakfast room, another guest stepped in to grab a cup of tea. Eric Johnston leaned in and whispered.
He's the Economist, Washington bureau chief for the Economist.
Indeed it was.
I'm Peter David, and I'm a journalist from Britain. I'm actually the Washington bureau chief of the Economist magazine, and I've come up to cover the primary.
He had booked a room at the inn for more than a week and said he's noticed that many other businesses in Manchester, restaurants, cafes, have seemed unusually packed.
So obviously democracy is not only a very valuable thing to have for political reasons, but a terrific boon to the local economy.
The Johnstons can attest to that. The Ash Street Inn's rooms normally top out at $169 this time of year, but not right now.
With the primary, they're $199.
And people are paying that.
Oh, my God, yes. They think we're crazy for not charging enough.
Not every business benefits from the primary, and not every part of the state. But for the dining and lodging sectors in particular, especially in the hub of Manchester, spillover revenue from the primary flows generously.
All the little guys are getting a huge bump. You know, we're talking about like a 10% bump in revenue for our year, all in 1 month. It's nice. My banker will be happy.